Hi there, everybody. This is Donna Fox coming to you from Ohio live. It's June 30th. It's my grandson's 5th birthday. And today is, again, if you're listening on June 30th, 2013, you're listening to this live. If you are not listening on June 30th, 2013, this is a recorded show. But today we're live and we're taking your calls, and that's what's going to be important. It seems like I have been away from you for a long time, and I've missed you very much. Unfortunately, there were things in my life that I had to take care of that took me away from you. So here I am. You are listening to Donna Fox on Akashic Wisdom, and that is what we're talking about. We're talking about the Akashic Records, which, if you're looking at the BBS radio site, you'll know that are the energetic recording of your soul's journey over every lifetime. Every thought, word, and deed are registered in the Akashic Records or in the Akasha, including your soul's intention for this lifetime. So we'd love to have you call in and ask your questions about your life, why your life is the way it is, how you can make your life better, what options you might have. So you can call in toll-free if you live in the U.S. or Canada, and that number is 888-429-5471, or you can call direct if you want. You can dial 530-763-1574, and our country code is 011. And so let me talk to you a little bit. Again, if you're a regular listener, you've probably heard this before, but I'm going to say it again. The Akashic Records will never tell you what to do, but they'll give you all the information you need in order to make the appropriate decisions. So if you hear a little cat in the background, that's Zohar. That is my special friend Zohar, and he is a very special cat too. So when you call in and to the talk show, it's like getting a free consultation, because that's what I do. I do consultations with people. I open up their personal Akashic Records, and the consultations are based 100% on your questions. So that's what you can do tonight. You can either email me a question at info@akashicwisdom.com. That's, again, info@akashicwisdom.com, or you can if you email me a question, that's great. Do include your current legal name. That's really helpful. Or you can call in and ask your questions about your life. You know, there's so many things that happen in our lives that we don't understand. Whether it's we're on one path and we're taken off to another path, whether we started out with lots of dollars in our life and we end up with none. There are certain people that come into our lives and we're not exactly sure why they're here or why they were here or what we're supposed to gain. And it's just those kinds of things. Also, there's many people out there that are interested in their purpose, and I have to tell you that your purpose, living your purpose, is living in your joy. So many times we don't even know what joy is. So I want you to think about, what does it mean for you to feel joyful in your life? What brings you joy? I mean, it's not, you know, people will say, I'll ask them, well, what do you really want to do with your life? And they'll say, well, I want to help people. Well, that's so broad. You could help people by being a waitress. You can help people by being a garbage collector. You can help people by being a funeral director. You can help people by being an accountant. You can help people by being a teacher. You can help people by being a scientist. And all of those jobs, okay, may not be one of those jobs that fits you, because that's not the way you want to help people. So when you say you want to help people, what you're really saying is you want to help yourself. And the other piece is that one of the reasons why people want to help other people is to prove to themselves that they're a good person. Now, I know that sounds harsh, but what the masters, teachers, and loved ones are saying of the Akashic Records is that we need to be able to identify, okay, who we are and what we believe about ourselves. And doing things that make you feel good about you are absolutely important, and it's just fine to want to help people in order to be able to help you feel better about yourself. But it's more important for you to be able to move into a space of knowing who you are and doing what you love to it for the pure sake of loving it, because when you do that, you make a space in the universe for other people to do the same thing. See, it's really about deciding about that. You know, I asked the masters, teachers, and loved ones a question a few weeks ago, and I talked a little bit about this. You know, in all the years, and I've been doing this work for well over 16 years, and I asked the question, which I've never asked before. The question I asked was, what steps can I take to become a millionaire? Now, you would think that that might be the first thing that somebody asked, but in all the years that I had been doing this, I never asked that question. Well, I thought that the masters, teachers, and loved ones would come forth with a marketing plan to expand my Akashic Records business or give me an outline for a book, which they've done a few times. But the reality is that's not what they did. What the information that came forward was all about learning more about who I am. In fact, I'm right now working on it myself so that I can move into being like the first guinea pig of the program, if you will. I've got some other people working with it also as guinea pigs to see how, and it's working very well. And so what we want to do is start identifying more about ourselves, more about what makes us tick. The natural tendency for human beings is to go outside of themselves, because it's easier, it doesn't hurt, nothing changes, and it's easier to help somebody else than it is to help ourselves. It's easier to market, for example, somebody else than it is yourself. And when you, the bottom line is we move into a space of worthiness, and we ask ourselves, what do I feel worthy of receiving? So your life consists of your belief systems, and your life consists of what you are willing to receive and what you believe you are worthy of receiving. And if you have a situation where you question your worth or you question your abilities, then there's many times when you will feel stuck. And the stuckness has to do, many times people say, well, I'm procrastinating. But the reality is that you feel stuck and you're afraid to move forward because you're not feeling deserving. Or you're not feeling worthy of your next step. And so that's an important notice. It's an important revelation that you have within you. You know, rather than sit there and beat yourself up for what you're not doing, ask yourself the question of, what do I feel worthy of in this moment? And if you can't, if the answer is not one of worthiness, then you need to call me. You need to give me a call You can call me tonight on the numbers that I gave you. It's 888-429-5471, or you can dial direct into the if you're calling from out of the country, at 530-763-1574. Or if you don't want to talk about your issues on the air, then you need to call me for a consultation. And you can do that by calling me privately at 216-691-1233. That number, you can call that number 24 hours a day. And you're not going to wake me up. I'm in the Eastern time zone, but we can set up a consultation for you anytime that's convenient for you. And so by calling that number, again, I will try and get back to you within 24 to 48 hours. But it's important that you understand the magnitude of which you have control over your life, even when you feel the most out of control. So you're going to say, I can't control my dollars, and I can't control my things that are going on at work, and I can't control this, and I can't control that. But what you can control are your feelings. And it's just about, let's go in there and find out what the soul's purpose is of why you're feeling what you're feeling now, so that we can neutralize it, and you can start feeling better about yourself and your life. So you can see a light at the end of the tunnel. That's what this is all about. The Akashic Records holds all the information since the beginning of time and beyond. And I say that because the Akashic Records are not just from the planet Earth. The Akashic Records are galactic. And the reason, to explain what they are, to help you understand, is you have to understand that everything has frequency and vibration. And that's no matter where you are in the galaxy. Actions have frequency and vibration. Words have frequency and vibration. Let's just leave it there. Thoughts have frequency and vibration. When you think a thought or say a word or make a plan or ask a question, those vibrations and frequencies are then sent out to the universe. It's like we're all broadcasting and receiving at the same time. Like we're a radio broadcaster and a radio station and receiving at the same time. And so when we broadcast the thoughts, when we broadcast the feelings, when we utter the words and then broadcast the words, we are now in the realm of vibration and frequency. And all those thoughts, words, and deeds are captured in this etheric area called the Akashic Records. Now, the word Akasha, again, means a primary substance of which all things are made. And, you know, obviously records are for recording them. It's like light. Are there other names for the Akashic Records? Yes. But the Akashic Records seems to be what everybody knows. And they are held in the etheric body of not only the individual, but of the planet. So while we're in this physical body, we have an energy field that carries our Akashic Records with it. And when we then pass and take our last breath and go into spirit, we merge with our Akashic Records and move back into spirit and back into the oneness of the Akashic Records. And so when you ask a question during a consultation or on the show, your question, remember, holds vibration and frequency, right? And that question then gets us to the right area of your specific Akashic Records, because the question is about you. So when we get to the specific area of your Akashic records, if it is to be revealed, we'll be able to understand it and have more information. There are parts of the Akashic records that are not for our, it's not just viewing. It's not for us to see. There are parts of our soul's intention that if we were to understand the total or the magnitude of it, in our own personalities, with our small amount of brain that we use, understanding sometimes the bigger picture would be too much for us to handle, and we would shut down. So we are only given that which we can understand at the time. So the Akashic records are not about futures. They're about the here and now, because when you understand the here and now, you can move forward based on your choices, and the choices are based on your feelings. And so whatever happened in the past or a past life, etc., yes, you can access that information through the Akashic records. But remember, that's more a parlor game than it is really helping you understand what to do in the here and now. Because what was in the past is the past. Now, if you want to understand more about why things happened in the past in this lifetime, or what were the lessons involved in what happened in the past in this lifetime, in this vibration and frequency, if you will, that's a different story. But going back to past lives from Egypt or Atlantis or Civil War, whatever, wherever you go back to, it's not that it can't help. It's just that it's really more important to stay in the here and now. When we go back, or if we try to go to the future, the future changes. You know, what's true today may not be true tomorrow based on free will choice. So in the past, even though we have experienced the past, the reality is we're in a multidimensional universe. There are more than one timelines, and there are more than one dimensions of which things are taking place based on free will choice of the different elements of energy, or the different levels of consciousness. Now, I know that, you know, what I just said for the last 20 minutes is a lot. It's a lot to digest, and it was just pouring through because the master's teachers and loved ones wanted you to know that. And what you also need to know about this show is I open the records before I come on the air. And what I say is coming through the records, even though it's my voice, it's from the masters, teachers, and loved ones. It's a stream of consciousness that comes forward for you to understand and have a better handle on your life. So I'm going to stop for a moment and give you those telephone numbers again and see if there's anyone out there that would very much like to participate and learning more about themselves. So the number you can call is an 800 number if you live in Canada or the U.S. It's 888-429-5471. Or you can dial direct. Again, our area code is 011. And that telephone number is 530-763-1574. And if for some strange reason that you cannot get through to those phones, then you can email me, and do let me know you can't get through. Email me at info, I-N, as in Nancy, F as in Frank, O, info, at akashicwisdom.com. And Akashic Wisdom is exactly like the name of the show, okay? All right. it's important that you understand that you are a being of light. And you have the opportunity to change your life at any time. And the Akashic Records work on the aspect of intention. The aspect of intention. So when you want to do something or you want something to come into your world, it's not just about wanting it. It's about feeling the end result for it. And that's really important. But do call, and we can talk about your life. We can talk about a lot of things. And if you wanted to get a personal consultation, you can actually mention listening to the show. If you just say, I heard you on the Akashic Wisdom Show on BBS Radio, and you will get a discount off your one-hour telephone consultation. So I do very much look forward to hearing from you. The way I run my show typically is I will give you the first part of it, which is what I just did. And what is up to you then is to go ahead and to listen, all right, listen in. And you can go ahead and email your questions, or you can call in your questions. However, if no one calls in after a few minutes after that I've delivered the message for you, then I end the program. So if you would like to hear more of what the Akashic Records say, then you have a few minutes to give a call, and I would love to hear from you. Again, those numbers are 888-429-5471 or 530-763-1574. And we look forward to hearing from you on multiple occasions. That would be great. You know, I was reading a book. I was actually reading a book about attracting money. And although I'm working on the Millionaire Boot Camp is what I called it, which is interesting, I was reading this information and it's so in line with what the masters, teachers, and loved ones have to say, because one of the first lines in the book is that you have to alter how you think about money. You have to alter how you think about what the masters, teachers, loved ones said, it was about what you're worthy of. But you have to first understand and then alter how you think. I and the masters, teachers, and loved ones, through me, will help you understand how to adjust your feelings of worthiness. And that's really important. So you might even want, we've talked about this before, about identifying limiting beliefs, something important for you to do to kind of understand how you talk to yourself. So what do you tell yourself about things? And you have to write how you're talking about, just talking to yourself. You have to write that down. Because when you write it down, you're going to have a better idea of how you talk to yourself. And that's going to be real important. And one of the things you also want to think about as far as healing, there's many people out there that are in the process of healing not only their physical body, but their emotional body and their mental body as well. And what's important for you to understand is that you have to ask yourself a question about what's interfering with your free will choice or your ability to move forward in your life based on what I truly want to do or my heart's desire. So there's things, you know, people, we know what's blocking us. We know what we need to do to erase certain things or to neutralize certain things in our life. We know that. We know what they are. The problem that or the challenge that we have is sometimes we don't know how to neutralize those issues. And what I'm offering you here is an opportunity to understand how to neutralize those issues so you can move forward. So that's what we're talking about. We're talking about you caring enough about yourself to invest in yourself. And oh, I also want to mention while we're on the phone, and we're on the top on the air, that there is another Akashic Record workshop coming up. It's going to be in August. And that date in August is the 23rd. Actually, there's going to be an introductory lecture the 23rd of August. The actual level one class will take place on August 24th and 25th. And if you would like more information about the August 24th and 25th, just email me at info@akashicwisdom.com. And I will be happy to send you information about the workshop, the cost, etc. I'm not sure this time if we're going to be able to do the internet aspect, but I may do an all-internet workshop. So if that's of interest to you, then I need to understand. I have a couple of people already that from the past that have said that they would like an internet class because it's hard for them to travel. But so if doing a workshop where you learn how to access your own Akashic Records would be important to you and you'd like to do it from the comfort of your own home, it's something that's very doable. The level one we can certainly do via the internet. Level two, you would need to be able to be with me because level two is very experiential with other people. So the levels are level one, you learn how to access your own Akashic Records and create a real relationship with the masters, teachers, and loved ones. Level two, you learn how to access the Akashic Records of other people, the land, and animals. Level three, you're going deeper into the work, not only the work with other people, but your work with yourself. And level four is a professional level four that is specifically for people who want to use what they have learned in the workshops to help others and do consultations for other people. And then we have, they're not specifically called level fives, but what they are different themed workshops for people who have learned how to access their Akashic Records, and the prerequisite on those is typically a level one person, one who knows how to open up their own personal Akashic Records. Well, my friends, it's 11:31 here in Ohio, and I haven't heard from any of you. So I am going to say I've delivered my message for the evening. I've given you lots to think about. I would love to receive any comments that you have on, you know, via email. Again, the email is info@akashicwisdom.com. Or you can call me personally, even when I get off the air. And you can call me at 216-691-1233. Again, it's 11:31, and it sounds like you've gotten what you needed. Otherwise, I'll look forward to hearing from you after the show's over. So you have a good evening. I care deeply about you. It was wonderful being with you and delivering these messages to you. And for that, I'm going to close the records for the Akashic Wisdom Internet radio show on June 30th, 2013, by saying we want to thank the masters, teachers, and loved ones for all their wonderful healing information. We ask that all those that are listening, either live or even on a recorded message, may your hearts be opened, your burdens be lifted. May you receive the healing of this wonderful energy that's being sent to you. And may you all look into the mirror and see into the heart of the divine. And with that, we're closing the Akashic Records for the Akashic Wisdom Show by saying amen, amen, amen. The records are now closed. If you'll all join me in saying amen. Good night, everybody. You have a good week, and I will talk to you next week. Bye-bye.